Well, the Eagles will welcome in the defending Super Bowl champions to Lincoln Financial Field this season, and so we catch up on the busy offseason for the defending champs with Claire Farnsworth from Seahawks.com. Claire, first of all, how was your ring feeling?
Well, I actually got fitted for it this week, so we're not going to get them for a while, but the amazing part is after all these years, there are rings to be passed out, and I guess I'm going to get one.
We are certainly very jealous. Hopefully we will join you one day soon in the future. But as for the Seahawks offseason, I guess it's been mostly about saying goodbye to some of the players who contributed to that Super Bowl championship. A lot of players gone. We're talking about Red Bryant, Brandon Browner, Chris Clemens, Walter Thurman, Golden Tate among them. Is there anybody who you think leaves the biggest void behind them?
Yeah, I think and initially their top priority here was retaining their own guys. That's kind of been the way they've done business here for quite a few years, especially since Pete Carroll and John Snyder came in 2010. But yeah, you're right. Their two starting ends are now playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They released Red Bryant and Chris Clemens, and they were snapped up almost immediately. It's been kind of a joke here that anytime the Seahawks release a player, that he'll immediately go to Jacksonville because that's where Gus Bradley's the coach, and he was the defensive coordinator here. So that's probably going to be the biggest holes to fill. And then also on the offensive line, they lost their right tackle Bruno Giacomini and Paul McQuiston, who had been a very versatile player and starter at multiple positions for them. So both lines kind of have holes in them right now that they're going to have to deal with.
And the Seahawks, of course, by virtue of winning the Super Bowl, have that 32nd overall pick. Is the expectation that they'll fill those needs through the draft? Will they maybe move around a lot on draft weekend? What do you expect?
I don't expect them moving down, possibly, especially from that 32nd spot. For the second year in a row, they've kind of put themselves in position to draft the way they want to draft, which is to take the best player possible. Last year, they didn't have the first-round pick because of the Harvin trade, and when they got to the second round, the last thing you expected them to do was draft a running back because they already had Marshawn Lynch, and then the year before they drafted Robert Turbin to be his backup. So what do? They go out and get Christian Michael, so they know that they have three running backs. So it's not out of the question that they would, they draft anything from, they could draft a wide receiver, they could go for help on either one of the lines, they could even go for a cornerback, which sounds kind of crazy, as much depth as they have back there, but that's kind of the way John Snyder likes to be able to do it, is to not have to reach to fill a need, and despite the number of players that have left here, they don't really have what you would call a glaring need like they did when they came in that first year, and they had to go for Russell Okung in the first round to fill the left tackle spot that had been a black hole since Walter Jones had retired.
Last question, Claire. The Eagles signed a former Seahawk in free agency. Tell us what we will get in safety special teams demon Chris Maragos.
Just pretty much what you just said. Number one, a great guy, and a guy who doesn't just play special teams because he hasn't been a starter here, but he realizes that's the way he's going to make his mark on this team. And it was funny when he first got here, he was telling me when he was in San Francisco, he was playing behind a Pro Bowl safety, DeShawn Golston. He gets here, he's playing behind Earl Thomas, so he realizes the snaps are going to be limited. So the way he can make his mark in a game and on the team is on special teams, and he's a really smart, really heady player. And if they put him in on defense, he's going to not only know his position and what he's supposed to be doing, but what every other guy in the unit's going to be doing. And I think the first time they run down the field on special teams in the preseason, you'll see what he brings there. But it's funny to say that a backup safety would be a big loss, but he was a big part of the special team success they've had here. And with everything this defense has done and the Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch offense, it often goes overlooked that the Seahawks have been ranked among the top five in special teams the last couple of years. And Chris Maragos's play on those special teams units was a big part of that.
Claire Farnsworth covers the Seahawks for Seahawks.com. We will see him and the Super Bowl champs this fall in Lincoln Financial Field. Thanks for joining us, Claire.
Okay, thank you very much.